Good afternoon, Acadiana, and welcome to Cane Radio's Chip Shots. I'm Teddy Sliman with you here in the air chair in our studios, Cane Radio. Right between Victor's Cafeteria and DJW Insurance, right here in the heart of downtown New Iberia, right across from Bulini Plaza. And a pretty nice-looking day today we've had, you know. I think for the most part we avoided the rain, which to golfers is a big blessing, as we've had a difficult year, a difficult summer with a lot of rain, and the golf courses are struggling. But goes with the territory. It's an outdoor sport, so you just have to deal with it. I know I tried to give a lesson last week. Three or four times we got rained out because either it was raining or the ranges were closed because it's too wet. So we had to move elsewhere, and I want to thank Eagle Ridge and the gracious people over there that allowed me to give a lesson out there. Before we move along too far, we're going to thank our sponsors. That's the right thing to do, isn't it? Because without them, we could not bring you Chip Shots, or for that matter, any other of our sporting events or any other sponsorships or programs we have here without the sponsors' dollars. So we want to thank, and we do appreciate all our sponsors, especially those here at Chip Shots. So let's begin with Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Mr. Lee Tatford, we thank you for sponsoring Chip Shots along with high school football and all the other sports we do here at Cane Radio. Helps us move along. We thank them. Lee Tatford is the manager over in Lafayette for the Lafayette Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And don't fret, though. We have Coke here in Iberia Parish as they move their office to Lafayette, but still they service us here in Iberia Parish. So thank you, Mr. Lee Tatford. Also want to thank our other title sponsor, golfballs.com, located on Arnold Boulevard, right there in the heart of Lafayette, right off of Johnson Street. Of course, their big thrust is on the Internet, shipping out golf balls, personally logoed golf balls with any kind of logo you could possibly want, from a picture of yourself on the ball to any kind of writing you want. They'll imprint it and ship it to you. That's their big thrust, and that's where you see them advertising on the national TV channels like the Golf Channel. But for us locally here, they have an awesome showroom with a new simulator where you can go in there and try out the newest and latest golf clubs from all the big companies, Callaway, Ping, TaylorMade, what have you, Titleist. And you can get in there and hit the balls and try out their equipment. So don't lose sight of that. They've got everything you want possibly in the world of golf as far as merchandise and equipment, soft goods. They have it. If they produce it, golfballs.com has it. Of course, we want to thank our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, and Bellevue. Right? Without them, we'd have no local news. And just a little side note here, congratulations, thank goodness, to Doug B. Already got out of the hospital. He had the COVID. He was in there for 10 or 11 days. I talked to him today, former golf pro at Squirrel Run. Doug's doing a little bit better, still carrying around a little oxygen with him, just kind of like he told me, for security, but nonetheless, he's doing good, and he's out of the hospital and on his way to recovery. So we were talking about Bellevue. They recently had their 11th annual anniversary blowout golf tournament, August the 7th. The good thing about this tournament is it gives away cash prizes. So they had an 8:30 and 1:30 shotgun starts, and the winners of that were, in the first flight, Brian Saunier, Tony Frederick, and Tony Turnley with a 55. And thanks to Brian Saunier for getting me this information. I appreciate it. He played in the tournament and, along with his team, ended up being victorious. In the second flight, the winners were Brett Sinnott, Aaron Luke, and Eric Rogers with a 61. Third flight winners, David Nakin, Drew Nakin, and Darryl Johnson with a 63. Also at Bellevue, they had this past Saturday, a dogfight. 15 guys participated in that. There was a tie for first. Brandon Burdett and Reggie Broussard were plus six. tied for third. Two other guys, Tommy Womack and Scott Gulas, plus three. I'm sure they give out cash prizes for that as well. Then Hanson Memorial had their alumni golf tournament, raised funds for their baseball team. And winning that tournament a couple of weeks ago with minus 16 was Bobby McDonald, Scott Gulas, and Robbie Darden. Congratulations to all those dudes for shooting some good golf. Then we go over to Cade. Eagle Ridge Golf Course, they've done a lot of work. I can tell as you walk up, or drive up, rather, from the Highway 182 there. They've cleaned out that driving range, removed all those trees that had fallen from the hurricane last year, and cleaned out their canal that runs through the golf course, which is a blessing for drainage, for sure. And they leveled their parking lot, aerified their greens, and top-dressed them. So the golf course is ready for some good weather, which they've had. And Gary told me they've been picking up a little bit of play. It's getting better and better as the weather gets drier and drier. And so they recently had a member guest championship over there. Nice turnout. Over the weekend, Garrett Theriault teamed up with Corey Hassel at Saturday and Sunday score of 130. And they edged out Gerard Spence and Jason Morvan, who had 131. So they're the member guest winners this year. Then also at Eagle Ridge, they got their club championship coming up, I think, towards the end of this month. Not really certain on that, but I saw where they had 53 players in their hole-in-one pool, which I think Gary Kidd, the owner, had made the last two hole-in-ones over a period of like 6 months. And then no one, it's been kind of quiet since. No one's made a hole-in-one since. But as I was perusing around in there, I saw where they have 53 players in their hole-in-one pool, and they charge them $5 a month on their bill. And anytime somebody makes a hole-in-one, of course, you have to have a witness, somebody else that's a member. You win, I think it's upwards to $1,000. And speaking of pools, they got a unique football pool that I've never seen before. It's a Saints pool, obviously, for our New Orleans Saints. And it's $25 per square. That's what you pay. But it's for all games, which is 20, including the preseason. And it's all year long. So it's pretty unique in the fact that the numbers change each week. They draw different numbers. But it's open to all people, but you get different numbers each week, and they pay off $25 per square. And I think they have like $25 squares left. And it's open to anybody. You can walk off the street, give them your $25. And you'll be in it for the whole course of the year, all 20 games, and you have a chance of winning $20 per quarter. So you have 80 chances to win, right? $20, four quarters times 20 games? Yeah, that's 80 chances to win. It's pretty fun. You can sweat out each week. So I just thought it was unique. You know, a lot of times they do a pool just for one game, and that's it. You know, maybe they'll give away quarters or halves or whatever, but this one goes on all year. Then also at Eagle Ridge, they have it coming up Saturday, the Eagle Ridge Open, Saturday and Sunday, October 23rd and 24th. So we got a lot of time to talk about this, but it's kind of special to me because I like the format. On Saturday, it's going to be 27 holes. So you and your partner is going to play a scramble, best ball, and then alternate shot. And then Sunday, the format is going to be simply best ball. So it's I like the Saturday event. That's pretty fun when you have three different kind of events. It shows, your partner, you better be on par with him because doing that alternate shot, it can really create some nerves. And they're going to give away 75% of the purse is going to be paid out first, second, and third, gross and net in each flight. And then they're limiting the handicaps, which is pretty cool because it makes for better competition. In the championship, our first flight, it's going to be 0 to 6. Second flight, 7 to 13. And then third flight, 14 to 20. A maximum of 20 strokes handicap. So if you have a 22 handicap, you only will be able to bring 20, which I also think is a pretty good idea because it brings in the players that really want to compete and play in a decent run tournament. And there can only be 7 strokes difference in your handicap for each player. So that's also good. And then, like I said, they aerified their greens on July 26th, which was a Monday, and they top-dressed them as well. And moving on down to Marbleham, clean across New Iberia to Sugar Oaks. That's where Sugar Oaks is, Marbleham, their little community there. And once again, I talked to the crew there today, Gil, the owner, Gil Primo, and along with Ronnie H.A. and Ronnie Mollett and some of the other guys who work on the course. They're still mourning the loss of their superintendent, Neil D'Artes, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And they buried him last Monday. And probably the last thing Neil did that they'd still appreciate and see the results from is the fact that he aerified and top-dressed their entire golf course. Neil's going to be difficult to replace because he had a special devotion to Sugar Oaks and to his work. He was really proud of the work he had done on that golf course. May his soul rest in peace, as we'll never forget Neil. But things going on out at Sugar Oaks, other than them trying to fill in the void that Neil created on the golf course maintenance, they're having a benefit golf tournament. We talked about this. The St. Jude Children's Hospital benefit was formerly the Divorce Scramble. It's been rescheduled for Sunday, September 12th. And, of course, they raise funds for St. Jude Children's Hospital. And the unique thing about it is it's a man and woman, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. But the guys only can hit the full shots, and the girls got a putt. So once the ball gets on the green, the ladies have to putt. And that brings in ladies who don't normally play golf, have never played before, never even really putted. They can contribute and play a scramble. Of course, they scramble because it's four people on a team, 2 men and 2 women. And it's a lot of fun. And it was formed by V.J. Gospel when I was over at Sugar Oaks years ago. And the reason it's called the Divorce Scramble because guys are so serious about it and the ladies weren't really serious that much. And it could cause a divorce or a little bit of friction. I know I had that problem with Anita, my wife. She doesn't play golf at all. I convinced her to play one time. And me and my partner, I forgot who he was, but we got on the green in regulation on number one. And they proceeded to four putt. Yes. Pretty disturbing. Anyway, getting back to the tournament, it's going to be a $75 entry fee. And once again, St. Jude's Children's Hospital benefits. $60 of it goes directly to St. Jude's. And Ronnie H.A. is the guy that's heading it up. So if you have any questions, call 321-2530. And that's Ronnie H.A.'s number. He'll hook you up. Also at Sugar Oaks, Friday the 6th, they had a shootout. And thanks to Mr. Robert Burton for getting me this information. He does it by text, but I appreciate it nonetheless. He's always pertinent on time. So the shootout was, the winner was Greg Dubois, Ricky Bourque, Ron Finley, and John Provost. Finishing second, Robert Burton himself, and Glenn Dupuy, Dr. Tim Rose, and Roger Passani. So thanks for getting me these results. Along with the Sunday shootout, which is an individual tournament, but he included that in his email or his text. Front nine went to Glenn Dupuy. He was plus one. The back nine was a tie between Paul Olivier and Robert Burton. And then Glenn Dupuy with plus one won the overall 18. Then Wednesday, August 18th, they had another Twilight Scramble. First place with the minus two was Jason Abad, Dustin Hoffpower, and Bobby Broussard. And they beat Paul Olivier, Chris Bayard, and Glenn Dupuy was minus one. Then on Saturday, they had another shootout. On the front, Paul Olivier, minus three. On the back, Robert Burton and Paul Olivier tied, minus one. And that made Paul the overall winner with minus four. Sunday, August the 22nd, last past Sunday, an individual shootout again. Tam Rosemont and Dylan Mesh were minus two. On the backside, Hans Romero was minus six. And then the overall went to Hans minus seven for the 18. And then the Gator Golf Club, their last two events, thanks to Boyd Booty for getting me this information. They played at Beaver Creek in Zachary, one of my favorite municipal golf courses. In the first flight, Heath Boudreau was plus three. Excuse me. Second flight was a tie at plus four. Randy McGee and Kent Kern. And then in the senior flight, Billy Hebert plus six. And then this past Sunday, two Sundays ago, they played at La Tours in Matthews. And they raved about the course, how nice a shape it was in. They have some new owners. I think over the last couple of years, somebody bought it out and has really put some money into it and renovated it. So the winner in the first flight was Mitch Thibodeau, plus four. Second flight, Tony Viator, plus five. And then senior flight, Raymond Bonnet, plus two. The next tournament is scheduled for this coming Sunday at Coushatta Pines, one of the most outstanding golf courses as far as Coushatta Pines is a casino, right? So they have a hotel and all the, you know, gambling that goes along with it. But the golf course itself is one of the best of the casino courses around. And so because of that, Boyd and a few of the crew are going to go spend Saturday night there and play a practice round on Saturday, and that'll be a nice weekend for them. Then coming up, also at Sugar Oaks. Excuse me, I'm having trouble clearing my throat. Another baseball tournament. Like Boxcore and I always talk about, baseball teams in high school or whatever, even college, go to golf when they want to raise funds. So that's pretty, speaks well for golf, right? Certainly. On September 18th, they're going to have a golf tournament to benefit the Beehive. The High Beehive Baseball Boosters Club, third annual tournament. $125 per player, 8 o'clock shotgun start. And your registration includes 18 holes of golf, cart, food, and beverage on the course. So get a team if you support New Iberia Senior High and participate in that. And also coming up a little bit later in October 23rd is the Al Oob Memorial Golf Tournament, formerly known as the KC Tournament. And it's the second annual that we honor Al Oob, who passed away a couple of years ago. And Al was not only a member of Sugar Oaks, an active senior member, but he was also a big-time member of the Knights of Columbus and really supported this tournament and went out of his way to raise money to sponsor this tournament, have people sponsor this tournament. And, of course, we all know the KCs do a lot of charitable work in and about Iberia Parish. So at Sugar Oaks on October 23rd at 8 o'clock, the Knights of Columbus are going to honor Al Oob and have a golf tournament there. Of course, we'll be it's $100 per player, but we'll be talking about this quite a bit between now and then, simply by the fact that the Knights of Columbus do so much for our community. And then now at Cane Row, moving into New Iberia now. We went from Cade to Marbleham, now we're back in Iberia Parish. Well, we're still in the parish, but closer to home, closer to Kane Radio. And so if you want to be a member at Kane Row, and talk about a golf course that's improving as we speak, almost daily, the condition is getting better and better, not only the greens and the tees and fairways, but all around, it's just it's something to see, the transformation. But anyway, if you want to be a member, it's only $142, and you get a lot of perks with that. You can, Louisiana Golf Association has their handicap system implemented there where you can go to this little kiosk and register your scores and it computes your handicap for you, your true actual handicap according to the United States Golf Association. Then also you can book your tee time way in advance if you're a member, as opposed to the day before for most other people. Then they have a tremendous website. And if you peruse that monthly events calendar, you get all the tournaments, activities, special events for the whole month. And then if you're a member, the perks continue. So let's see. Cane Row, let's see. Oh, yeah, for members right here. This is what I was looking for. For if you're a member, you get 25% off of all food and beverage. And that right there is a tremendous savings. And then listen to this. 25% off of all golf balls. 35% off of all soft goods, attire, and apparel. Unbelievable if you're a member at Cane Row, the discounts they give you. So it might be worth it to look into being a member there. If you're not a member, though, they have a punch card, which is you get four rounds of golf, four punches for $150. That's $37.50 a round to play golf. And, of course, it includes cart, green fee, and range. And on the golf course itself, they began patching their greens. A couple of years ago, before Hugh Andre took over, the golf greens were in deplorable shape. They were just getting all messed up, and they had holes in them from the grass dying and stuff. And now they're patching what's left of those, and the greens are in great shape. Coming up... this past Sunday, they had the Thibodeau Bayou Amateur Golf Society Classic there. I didn't get the results from that. They're closed on Monday, so it's a little difficult for me to get there during the weekday. Well, to get there on the weekend to get the results. So I'll get that for next week. But also, let's see. They're having a drive to build up their or incorporate their Men's and Women's Golf Association at Cane Row. So sign up today for that. And then happy hour from 1 to close, 2-for-1 draft beers. Or you can buy 5 and get 1 free for a 6-pack. And also they have a Twilight special on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weekend. After 2 o'clock, $35. Take advantage of that because we got a couple of months left before we switch to daylight savings time. Then it would be difficult to get in after 2 o'clock, 18 holes on a busy day. Then continuing with Cane Row, they had the Acadiana Pro-Am there. And you could play 2 days. Thanks to Dawn DeCluitt for incorporating this idea. That's helped us increase our numbers. They had 111 players participate in the Acadiana Pro-Am at Cane Row. And according to Dawn, 55 players are pretty much 50% of the players made or exceeded their points. So half the field made their points, the other half didn't. First place team went to Gilbert Boudreaux, Rhett Viator, Weston Reed, and Mark Robichaud. And they were the only team that all four players made or exceeded their points. And they were plus 11. They won $142, and that's redeemable at golfballs.com, our title sponsor. So make a trek if you want some money and visit the good folks there at golfballs.com. And I'm sure they'll have what you're looking for. Second place, winning $100, was Mark Hooks, Pam Meadows, Rhett Price, and Matt Woollett. They were plus 9. And the third place team, Joe Bass, Roger Cook, Jules Hebert, and Andrew Walker, won in $59. They were plus 6. The low A, B, C, and D player, Jason Hebert, that's the second time he wins in a row. Jason's playing some good golf. Jason Hebert was plus 3. Murphy Gilbo, plus 7 from Abbeville. Jules Hebert, plus 7. And then the D player, Will Beaudoin, plus 10. We got two new players, Lance Viator and Rhett Viator, must be related. In fact, Rhett was on, let's see, first place team. Yes, he was. So that'll keep him coming back. His first time out, he wins $142. Wow, nice deal there. The next Acadiana Pro-Am is going to be at Southern Oaks right there in Abbeville, September 7th or Thursday, September 9th. Nice deal. Okay, some other junior... local golf on the junior scene. My grandson Drew just about completed his summer calendar of events, and I'm adding up his scores here. He averaged about 154, which is 77 per round, and he has no more tournaments coming up this fall, I don't think so. But nonetheless, he's excited about his golf game and hanging around the UL golf team and learning some more stuff. Speaking of junior golf, here's a kid up in Oregon. 13-year-old kid, Davis Hartwell, shot a 58 in a junior tournament in Oregon. He won by 16 strokes. Unbelievable. They need to sign that kid up right now at 13. Then on the college scene, LSU men's golfers released that schedule. Coach Chuck Winstead, they have five events scheduled for the fall, including the inaugural SEC Match Play Championship, which is going to be played at Shoal Creek right there in Birmingham, Alabama, October 10th through 17th. And Shoal Creek hosted the PGA Championship several years ago. I think it was 1984. Tony Landry would know that for sure because he attended that event. And also coming up for the Tigers, there will be six events in the spring, including the Louisiana Classics, March 14th and 15th, right there at Oak Point Country Club in Lafayette. And my son Theodore, the coach, indicated to me that there are four SEC schools participating for the first time ever in the Louisiana Classics. So you can get to watch some championship golf right there in Lafayette. And, let's see, the SEC Championship is going to be at Sea Island, St. Simon Island Golf Course in Sea Island, Georgia, April 19th through 24th. Okay, and then with the ladies, on the ladies' side, LSU's golfer, LaTanna Stone, she played in the U.S. Amateur this year. She didn't make the cut, but she qualified for it, 121st U.S. Amateur. And another LSU golfer, Ingrid Lindblad, she won a tournament in Italy this summer. She's from Sweden, played on the European Tour, but she plays for LSU. Then Madeline Stagstrom, she became the first LSU women's golfer to represent the school in the Olympics. And just recently, I'll be talking about it when I get to the ladies' golf, she finished tied for second in the British Open Championship at Carnoustie in Scotland this past week. And like I said, we'll be talking more about that when we get to the ladies' professional golf. Then Theodore, my son, UL golf coach, he was recruiting a couple of weeks ago in Dallas, Texas. Jordan Spieth hosted an AJGA event, got to meet Jordan, one of my favorite players. And then also he got a junior college transfer from Odessa, a Mexican player named Chico, and looking forward to his participation. They had physicals this past Monday, and so all the players hopefully passed that physical, and they will be up and ready to go for their fall season. Now, it's a shame I don't have the UL scheduled just yet. I'm going to make sure I have to get that for next week. And speaking of UL, they did really well, some of their players this summer, in the 102nd Louisiana State Amateur Golf Tournament up at Sky Creek in Condren, Louisiana. Finished in third was incoming freshman Eli Artigo. He shot scores of 69, 72, 73, 70, 284, 4 under par. Then tied for seventh, was his teammate Matt Weber, who will be a sophomore for UL, and then tied for ninth, another sophomore, Jake Muller, left-handed player from Shreveport. The winner was Luke Haskew. He's only 17 years old, the first player and the only player to shoot under par all four rounds at a very difficult Squaw Creek golf course. And like I said, 17 years old, he's one of the youngest players ever to win the state amateur. And then Greg Berthelot shot a 63. In the third round, and it was tied the lowest score ever in the history of the Louisiana amateur. He tied Grady Brame, who did that feat at La Triomphe in 2014. Berthelot was also the 2011 champion. The Louisiana amateur next year will be played at TPC right there in Avondale in New Orleans, where they play the Zurich Classic. And speaking of the Zurich Classic, they released their schedule. The PGA Tour did, and the Zurich Classic is going to be played this year, April 21st through 24th. And Australian Mark Leishman and Cameron Smith won in the sudden death playoff of Louis Oosthuizen and Carl Schwartzel this past year. But the good thing about it is it returns to its past April time slot, which is 2 weeks after the Masters, which will be they'll have a great feel for sure because of that. Then the four ball played in Lake Charles was won by two local players, Corey Hassel and Brody LeBlanc, shooting 127, full field in that event. In fact, Corey and Brody are teaming up together in quite a few events. They're going to the Country Club of Louisiana, and I think it's today, my friend Jim Prejean told me, to try to qualify for the United States Mid-Amateur Championship, which I'm not sure where it's played. Once again, I'll have to get with Jim and see if they qualified and where that big tournament's going to be played. Then, speaking of big tournaments, the United States Amateur produced its champion, James Pio, from Michigan State, beat out Austin Greaser in the 36-hole finals. And because of his achievement, the Michigan State golfer got to throw out the first pitch at the Detroit Tigers Los Angeles Angels game, one of the games last week. And what a big honor. And from some of the comments, they said that his pitch was spot on. It would have done just as well as someone from the dugout. So maybe the guy's not just a golfer, but a baseball player as well. And then the Lafayette seniors had their, they have an association that it costs $25 for the year, but you can play in their tournaments, which they host twice a month on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. You don't have to be a member of or a citizen of Lafayette. Just have to want to play golf and be a senior. So they play on the second Tuesday of the month, out-of-town course, and their July tournament was played at the Links on the Bayou, and the winner of that was Jimmy Watson and Tony Romero. And then the fourth Tuesday was played at their home course, Muni, Hebert Municipal Golf Course in Lafayette, and that event was won by Lawson Ruley, who is the CEO and director of the Lafayette Seniors Men's Golf Association. So he teamed up with John Pierce and Roland Delahousie and won that event. So I thank Lawson for getting me this information. It's about time to get August's results, and I'm sure he'll email me that. Then I'm always intrigued with Hole in Ones. This is not a local news break, but it's worth noting. While most of the golf attention, which I just mentioned, was played at Oakmont in Pennsylvania for the U.S. Amateur last week, there's another golf course in Pennsylvania called Radley Run. It's quite a distance from Oakmont, but where the USGA Amateur was played. But according to John Arthur, the head professional at Radley Run, there are four aces from August 11th through August 14th. That's 3 days. That was four aces. Unbelievable. Andy Kornick was the first on Wednesday the 11th. And then 2 days later, Keith Walter aced the 13th, which was, guess, look at this, the 13th hole used a 9-iron. It was also Friday the 13th. So you can make of that what you will. But then on Saturday, August 14th, two more hole-in-ones. Jerry Shanahan and Terry Russell made hole-in-ones at the golf course. So that's a pretty cool thing. You know, I mean, it doesn't happen that often that you make a hole-in-one, much less on the same golf course, four hole-in-ones within a four-day period. Unbelievable. Golf's a crazy game. All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll get back with some national golf news as the FedEx Cup moves along. Hopefully they finished. I'll check my phone and see. They'll have a Monday finish today up in the Northeast. Stay tuned.
A pet carrier. A full tank of gas, a flashlight with extra batteries, hammer, nails, tape, boards, handsaw, matches, a fire extinguisher, water jugs, money and important documents, a battery-powered radio. Just a few of the things you'll need to prepare for the next storm. Your safe tomorrow begins today. Visit clinko.com/stormsafety to learn more. Clinko, connecting Louisiana's future.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Tesh Matters, 10-1, on New Iberia's home for the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane, 107.5.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
And welcome back to our second segment here. Teddy Slimer with you in the air chair, and we're talking golf. 367-1240 is the number. Turning our attention now to national golf. As just talking to Turbo, Tony, about the Northern Trust, which is the first leg of the FedEx Cup. Of course, you know, we ended the regular PGA season last week, and now we're into the FedEx Cup. Let's see if I got a phone call on the line. Hello, you're on the air with Chip Shots.
Yeah, is that me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was hearing you talking about Brody and Corey. I just found out that they did not qualify.
They did not qualify. Okay. Do you know what they shot? Did they come close or anything?
I just talked to Corey. He's my next door neighbor. He said they had a strong front nine, but things got tough for him on the back nine.
Okay. So, well, you know, you got to be proud of them. They had the guts to go over there and give it a try. And I know they've been teaming up together and playing some good golf as teammates. So maybe they'll continue that.
Yeah, they had a good weekend a couple weeks back in Lake Charles. And, I mean, he said, you know, the field was definitely tough today. But he said it was a great experience. They enjoyed it. And he said the course was in outstanding shape.
Yeah, they played a championship course there. Country Club of Louisiana has always been one of my favorite Jack Nicklaus golf courses in the state, and I'm sure it was in good shape. And, you know, like you said, yeah, the competition stiffens up as you move up from a state event to a national event. So, but nonetheless, good for them. I'm glad they tried, and maybe next time they'll be a little successful.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sure they're going to keep at it for sure.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
No problem. All right.
There you go. So Corey and Brody didn't quite make it, but nonetheless, congratulations to those dudes for up in that game and playing in a big time tournament. You know, that's what golf's all about. You want to improve your game. You gotta move away. And Boxcore and I talk about this all the time. You got to move away from playing in scrambles and playing an individual event. It's when you have to play your own ball. And you have to play, and you have to make the ball go in the hole. You know, there's no gimmies. There's no picking up if I hit it out of bounds or if I don't feel like finishing. It's a different game when you have to finish the hole. And, you know, that's what. Congratulations to Brody and Corey for doing that. Not, you know, I love to hear that. Okay, so we were talking about the FedEx Cup. This was the first event. I think they're last I looked on my phone, they finished in today, and the Northern Trust at Liberty National right there in New York. Liberty Golf Course is I think it's like 30-40 miles from New York City on Long Island. It's the first leg of the FedEx Cup, and so 125 players teed it up, and because of Hurricane Henri, and the PGA Tour officials decided to cancel play Saturday night, the fourth round for Sunday, and finish it up on Monday, and I know today they were having some struggles. They had a 4-hour rain delay today, and last I looked on my phone, Tony Finau was 20 under par. John Rahm was 19 under par, and they were on hole like 17 or so. So maybe they'll finish it today. Looks like they will, and move on to the next week's tournament, which will be the BMW Championship at Kays Valley Golf Course. That's in Maryland, and that's August 26th through 29th this coming week. The second leg of the FedEx Cup, which we know the season ended, so now we're in the playoffs, and they go from 125 players now to 70, and then the final will be September 2nd through 5th. That's Labor Day weekend, and it'll end on Labor Day, and the Tour Championship, which is played at Eastlake Golf Course in Atlanta, and that'll be very interesting to see who wins that $15 million first place. They're in their 15th season with the FedEx Cup, and wow, that's a lot of money. And so today at Liberty National, they play Preferred Lies because of all of the rain and the wet conditions of the golf course. And they also teed off front and back in threesomes, which would always help speed up play. And like I said, they had another 4-hour delay, so hopefully they're finishing as we speak. I saw where Jordan Spieth had back-to-back triples. He was 8 over par and went over for the tournament. So he's not too happy, a camper. And I got this off of the Internet. The Georgia Bulldogs, and this ties in with the FedEx Cup, they lead all colleges on the PGA Tour this season with titles and wins as well as performance. But since 2010, they have 35 titles, and they have 10 now in the FedEx Cup, which Harris Andrews, Kevin Kisner, Brian Harman, Russell Henley, Chris Kirk, Hudson Swanson, Bubba Watson, Brandon Todd, Shep Shepard, Keith Mitchell. 10 players from the University of Georgia in the FedEx Cup. I can remember playing when I played for LSU. We lost to Georgia in my sophomore year by one stroke. And it was disheartening. A guy named Lynn Lott, who played for the University of Georgia, made like a 20-footer on the last hole for birdie. And our number one player, Jimmy Wittenberg, three-putted. So it was like a two-stroke turnaround that cost us the championship. But back to the Northern Trust, just a few players that kind of want to talk about, highlight some things that they went through. Harold Varner III, he had some bad play last week in his home state, North Carolina, at Sedgefield, which was the last official event of the year. But he shot 66 in the opening round at the Northern Trust. And this is what he claims, that it was because he had a couple of beers with a few friends that convinced him or spurred him on to change his attitude. And so the opening round, he shot 66. I didn't follow it that closely. I don't know what he followed it up with, but I like the two beers factor. Then Dustin Johnson, who was a defending champion and missed the cut, he cracked his driver before the tournament started. And, you know, you can replace a driver if you don't, or any club, if you don't break it in anger. And he didn't. The face of his TaylorMade just cracked. And unfortunately, it was a time when the TaylorMade van had already left to go to next week's event, which is the BMW Classic next week in Maryland. And he didn't have an extra driver on hand. So he used a three-wood he had in the trunk of his car, a strong three-wood that could be adjusted. So, but evidently it didn't work too well. He missed the cut. And here's another story on Jordan Spieth. We talk about Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and their stupid, immature feud they have going on. Well, I think now Jordan and Brooks has one going on because Jordan pulled a shot on number 18 way to the left of the, in the rough. At the same time, Brooks was standing there as he pulled his tee shot on number one way to the left, which is, you know, both 1 and 18 on that course parallel each other. So the ball almost hit Brooks, and his caddy said, well, maybe there's another feud brewing between Brooks and Jordan. Good stuff. Then Justin Thomas, this is pretty cool, too. He was talked and bullied into by a teenager, a 15-year-old. This kid, 15-year-old, and they don't even know his name. He's a mysterious boy who had a conversation with Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas was sponsoring an American Junior Golf Association. That's a national golf tournament at his father, Mike Thomas's home course. And he was talking on the putting green or something with this kid, and the kid uses the same kind of tailor-made putter that Justin used. And he went away from it, Justin did, you know, and he lost, you know, the last few tournaments. He has been poor in putting. And the kid said, man, look, go back to the one I got here. That's your go-to putter. And Justin was like, wow, I'm defending myself to a 15-year-old kid. Why I'm not using a putter? And he scratched his head and went back to it, and he finished way up there in the tournament this week. I think he was like 13 under last time I saw. So, you know, sometimes, you know, Justin Thomas is not that far removed from being a kid, even though he's a hero on the PGA Tour. And speaking of Bryson DeChambeau, some crazy news came out from him. It shocks me anyway. He announced that he will compete in this year's World Golf Long Drive Championship in September. In fact, it's the day after the Ryder Cup, which we all know Bryson qualified for, and hopefully they won't pair him with Brooks. But he says it's a great opportunity, and I got to agree with this statement. He says it's a great opportunity to grow the game and golf in general. And I kind of agree with that. You know, he's going out on a limb there. This will be the first time any ranked player participates in the long drive contest. And it's definitely the first time a PGA Touring Pro does. So, you know, I think it's good. It's good for the game. We'll see where it goes and if it really helps grow the game like he says it will. And continuing with the FedEx Cup, Patrick Reed, he had to withdraw from it. So he returned. He's escorted to Golf Channel's Todd Lewis. He returned home to Houston on Wednesday. He withdrew from the championship because of his ankle was being examined, and it was giving him problems. But while he was being examined, he was diagnosed with bilateral interstitial pneumonia, also called double pneumonia for us who can't pronounce words, medical words anyway. So he has double pneumonia. He's in the hospital. He's got an infection in both lungs that has caused tremendous inflammation and scarring. And he was admitted to Houston Medical Hospital on early Friday morning. And he will not play in next week's BMW Championship. And he's currently ranked 22nd in the FedEx Cup points. But as we know, the top players advance. He still has a chance, as a possibility he might, if depending on who plays well, he could miss out in the top 30 and miss the tour championship. But crazy stuff happened to Patrick Reed, one guy here from Louisiana. We're going to take a break, and then I'll get on with some of the other news about other tours. So stay tuned. You're listening to Chip Shots on Kane Radio.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Kane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Road. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Road and enjoy.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
TheGolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools, and of course online at GolfBalls.com.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5. I'm all right.
Nobody but about me. And welcome back to the last segment of Chip Shots. Teddy Slim with you here as we look at the other tours. The Champions Tour was played, and inaugural winner, first time he ever wins, was Rod Pampling. He's 51 years old. He won the Bowling Classic in Seattle. And that's his maiden victory, as I just said. But he did it in an unfashionable way. He was in the clubhouse with a nice final round 66 at 12 under par. Jim Furyk was still on the course at 12 under par with six holes left. And most certain that he would birdie one of the last finishing holes, because they were easier holes. But he didn't. He parred 13, 14, 15, and 16, then bogeyed 17. And Rod Pampling picked up his first win by sitting in the clubhouse with his feet up, watching the thing on TV. And they played it at the Squamally Club and in Seattle, the home of Boeing, right? So very unlikely. All right, and then on the ladies' side, interesting stuff here. The British Open was played at Carnoustie. And got to take my glasses off of this one because the reading is kind of small. So, Anna Norquist kept her ball out of trouble, made routine par on the last hole, and she adds out playing partner Nana Corus Maiden. Her 72nd hole of the tournament, she made a disastrous double bogey. And both ladies are Scandinavian, but she's 34 years old, Anna is, and she won the tournament, and Mateson blew up, and not only that, but she ended up fourth place. Tying for second was former LSU player Madeline Stagstrom, Lisette Salas, the former Georgia Hall champion. And here's an interesting side story. Louise Duncan was an amateur, 21 years old, a Scot. She had won the British Amateur a couple of months ago. She made the cut. Her goal was to make the cut and win Low Amateur, the silver trophy they give to the Low Amateur, where she was only two shots back going into the final round. And I'm not sure exactly how she finished. But the Solheim Cup's coming up next for the ladies. And that's going to be in a couple of weeks at Inverness Golf Course in Toledo, Ohio. And, of course, this was one of the last tournaments where Captain Katrina Matthews could pick and decide who was going to be on the team. And she did that today. So The ones that were automatic was Sofia Popov of Germany, Charlie Hall of England, and Katrina Signata of Spain. So today, she picked Leona McGuire, the first Irish player ever to compete in the Solheim Cup, selected by her, by the captain, Matthews, and then also Madeline Sackstrom and Anna Kors Mason, the poor gal that double bogeyed the last hole. So she got picked anyway, along with Matilda Castron, Mel Reed, and Celine Boutier. And, of course, on that, that's the Solheim Cup is like the Ryder Cup. You know, it's the girls' side of the Ryder Cup. Playing on the U.S. team will be Nellie Carter and Jessica Carter, Daniel Kang and Megan Kwan, along with Allie Ewing and Austin Ernst, another LSU, former LSU player, and Lexi Thompson. And Lexi, well, her two brothers played for LSU, so she's got some connection to the Tigers. That'll do it for Chip Shots. Stay tuned. We got the first CHS Coaches Show coming up with Coach Scott Watney, along with the voice of the Panthers, Tony Landry, in just a little bit. Stay tuned for that.